We want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Capture Paranormal podcast, and please do us a favor, whether you're listening on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, wherever, please leave a review and rate the podcast. It'll help us greatly, and the more positive reviews we can get, the higher we'll climb up on the ladder and people will be able to find us easier. We want to expand and we want to grow, and we want you to do that with us. So please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to the Capture Paranormal podcast. And plus, that way you'll know when we drop new episodes. So, with that, we're going to head to the Albion Hotel in Bayfield, Ontario, and let's find out what happened during our investigation. Paranormal podcast. Greetings and welcome to the Capture Paranormal podcast. On this episode, we got Mike.
Hi.
And myself, Jay, and we have our guest, Jeff.
Hi.
And we are currently at the Albion Hotel in Bayfield, Ontario. We are about to investigate. We've set up our mics and our static cams and everything like that. Just ready to investigate tonight. We're going to do a little before and after recording, so our pre-thoughts and initial thoughts on the hotel, and then afterwards we're going to come back and tell you if we actually got any evidence or anything like that. However, after we had just set up our equipment, we were kind of sitting in the bar area just chilling out on our phones and whatnot, and we heard a noise come from upstairs, and Mike, you were the first to kind of come over to the stairwell, and you know, what did you see?
I come around the corner of the stairwell, and the door was shut upstairs, at the top of the stairs.
Yeah, so there's a door at the top of the stairs, which has been opened all night, and we haven't touched it. We maybe moved it here and there to check out the other rooms, and, you know, during our Facebook live stream, our little walkthrough. But it was shut, or open, sorry. And, yeah, we heard the noise. Came around the corner, looked up the stairs, and it was shut. So we kind of, you know, came up to see if that's what we actually heard, the sound we heard. And we kind of shut it gently, enough so that it would touch the door frame. And it was pretty much the same.
It duplicated that sound perfectly.
Yeah, it duplicated that sound. So that's the only explanation for that sound that I could, you know, see or come up with. And that's before we even started investigating. You know, lots of claims here, footsteps from the upper level. Room 4 is the big one where people have had experiences with pushing down on their face while they're sleeping, or pushing down on the mattress, noises, things being pushed off of shelves and tables right in front of the guests. Also, there's been other guests that have complained about noises and such coming from room 4 when there's been nobody in the room. So what's your initial thought walking around, kind of seeing the lay of the land, sort of?
Oh, there's definitely a creepy vibe to the second floor where the hotel rooms are. It's a lot colder up here, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, they have a fireplace in the bar area, and that thing's blazing hot.
It's roasting.
It's roasting us like a chicken.
Yeah.
But yeah, we finally got that turned off recently, like a couple minutes ago. Yeah, I don't know. This, like you said, the upstairs has a kind of a vibe to it, I guess.
Unsettling,
yeah. And the whole door closing thing, that's, I don't know, that was just really strange. Because during our, I guess, debunking session, I don't know if you'd really, it wasn't really debunked. It was in my mind, it was the door hitting the door frame. Jeff, what's your initial thoughts coming in? This is like your second in big investigation. You did Rolling Hills before. Coming into a place like this, a hotel, what's your initial thoughts when you first came in and looked around?
Pretty much the same as Mike. It's fine as long as you stay downstairs. You feel it's nice downstairs. But as soon as you get like halfway up the stairs, it's different up here. Feels, yeah, like Mike said, unsettling.
Yeah, I know. I get the same feeling. We are going to be staying here overnight. The Albion's been generous enough not only to have us come in on a day when they're generally closed during the winter season, where there's no other guests and, you know, things like that, but they've let us have some rooms here and stay overnight. So we're going to hopefully get...
Stanley Hotel style.
Stanley Hotel style. Yeah. Hopefully we don't get snowed in. And yeah. Yeah, so basically, this is our little pre-show for our upcoming investigation. And I don't know. We'll see what happens. We've already had some activity, apparently. Yep. And yeah, we'll see what happens. And hopefully we'll get underway with our investigation shortly.
Hopefully.
So we will be right back after these messages. All right, we're going to get back to the Albion Hotel in just 1 minute. But first, I want to let you know about ParaboxMonthly.com. Have you heard of it? Parabox Monthly is a monthly subscription program. You're going to get an exclusive paranormal-related t-shirt. And that's not all. You're going to get clues to a mystery that, if you solve, could get you some free merch from ParaboxMonthly.com. So if you want to sport some paranormal swag, get over to ParaboxMonthly.com and subscribe and sign up today. And I'm going to tell you how you can get 10% off. Because who doesn't like a little bit of money off of your purchase, right? If you enter the code CAPTURE, that's promo code CAPTURE, during your checkout, you are going to get 10% off of your monthly subscription. So what are you waiting for? Get over to ParaboxMonthly.com, sign up, and use the code CAPTURE. And when you're done signing up for Parabox Monthly, head over to Patreon.com/CaptureParanormal. Sign up, donate to Capture Paranormal, and you're going to get some exclusive content only found at Patreon.com/CaptureParanormal. What kind of content am I talking about? Well, I'll let you know right now. You're going to get exclusive photos, exclusive lens videos. You're going to get exclusive pre, during, and post-investigation updates from Capture Paranormal while we're out doing investigations. And if you sign up at the $5 or more tier, you're going to get exclusive videos during the investigation, just like we did at the Albion Hotel. If you were signed up, you could have had some exclusive live stream videos during our investigation at the Albion Hotel, exclusive to Patreon.com/CaptureParanormal, just like Jen O'Sullivan did when she signed up and got exclusive access to a live stream during our investigation. What else did she get? She got an exclusive video first the morning after when we gave our updates of what happened during the night when we slept over. That's right, we slept over at the Albion Hotel. What happened while we were there? What happened in the early mornings? You would have found out first at Patreon.com/CaptureParanormal. But if you want future videos, what are you waiting for? Head over to Patreon.com/CaptureParanormal. Help out the team. We got website costs. We got podcast hosting fees. We got traveling fees. So please, anything you can do to donate to the team will help immensely. And we will appreciate it so much. And for donating to the team, we don't want to just leave you hanging. We don't want to just take some money and run. No, we want to give you exclusive content. And we're going to do that. So head over to Patreon.com/CaptureParanormal. I know I've said it like 15 times, maybe 20 now. Kind of lost count. But head over there and please donate to the team. Donate to Capture Paranormal. Join our community and get in on all the exclusive content that we want to bring to you. Now, let's head back to the Albion Hotel and see what happened during the investigation. All right, so we just wrapped up our investigation here at the Albion Hotel, Bayfield, Ontario. What do you guys think?
It's quite a night.
It was interesting, sure. Yep. For sure. Started out the night with the whole, before we even started, we had the door up at the top of the stairs. We heard a knock, went to investigate it, the door upstairs was closed. Went and checked it out, and it seemed like it was the same noise that we heard when we closed the door. Mm-hmm. And it popped open just enough, the exact same way as it would have if something otherworldly kind of shut the door and it popped open.
Yep.
But it was the exact same sound. It seemed like, to me, every time we weren't recording or didn't have the cameras running, is something happened.
Yep.
Hearing the knocks and stuff upstairs, and I don't know, we didn't really investigate the whole shuffling. There's a little hallway right beside the bar.
With a cement floor,
and we heard what sounded like shuffling, and when we went over there, Jeff, you tested out shuffling on the ground, and it's pretty much what it sounded like. Then halfway through, I went to set up the microphones and get them ready to record. Turned on the one upstairs, or you guys turned it on, and then I went and turned on the recorder, turned around, went to go walk right where that hallway was, and like three steps as I walked towards that hallway, I heard the really loud shuffle. It was like it was right at the base of the doorway, right in the threshold of the doorway. Like, sounded like shuffling, like almost like to say, hold it, don't come this way type thing. Mm-hmm. I was freaked out by that.
I don't blame you.
I just stopped at my job and go, guys, you guys came down and I told you what happened. Yeah, that totally just shook me because I wasn't expecting it. Mm-hmm. We went upstairs again, did the room number four, the infamous room number four. Had some weird K2. We're having K2 issues all night. Like, I don't know if it was the batteries. We changed the batteries.
Mm-hmm. But new batteries in.
So yeah.
We're having a lot of battery problems tonight, too.
Oh, yeah. We went through so many batteries tonight. Like, I couldn't believe it. The recorders and the IR lights and the K2s.
The millimeter battery was dead?
Yeah, it was dead by the end. Like, we barely used it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the batteries were just drained all night long. Mm-hmm. I went through, I bought $20 worth of batteries, like, for tonight. And, granted, we used some at the beginning, fresh ones for the IR lights and things like that. But they were all dead by the end of the night. We had to change the one IR for sure. Mm-hmm. Was it just the one we had to change?
Yeah, we changed the one because we didn't use the one for the 4K camera because it's got such good IR on its own.
Right. So we had to change that. I know my recorder, as soon as we recorded, we were only... I don't know. I didn't check exactly how long it recorded for. But, it was dead. We're hearing knocks and things right now, even as we're recording this. Just the batteries were being drained all night. K2 was acting really weird all night. Hearing footsteps. Jeff, you had your back to the hallway upstairs, mm-hmm. when we were in the common room, you were hearing footsteps and...
Yeah, knocks and footsteps from the hallway. It sounded like people were like shifting their weight in the hallway because the floors creak everywhere in this place, so it's hard to not notice.
Yeah, because if you walk on, say, the left side of a room, the right side, you can hear it in the floorboards.
What about the door locking in the hallway
upstairs? Yeah.
That was really weird.
Like, the only thing I can think of is if the door knob, because it's one of those twist locks, if it was twisted to lock, but the door just wasn't shut, and then
someone, you know, closed the door or whatever and it shut. But it's just weird coincidence that we heard what sounded like a knock or something close. Door closed. And then we went over and Jeff figured out that it was the door connecting the hallway. Mm-hmm. And that sounded like it had been, opened or closed? Or
at least, like, nudged.
Yeah. And then that's when we kind of found out that the door on the other side of the hallway connecting it was shut and locked.
Yep.
So, just weird kind of coincidence, I guess, that those two things happened at the same time. What else do we have?
All the names that came through with the Echovox in the first time we used it. In room 4. It said the name of the town. It said the name of the hotel. The family names, we think.
Yeah, as far as, you know, it's hard to say, like we've talked about before with the Echovox. It's an app. So how much can you put, trust into it? You can't. But at the same time, when we're asking, what town are we in? And Bayfield comes up. Or Harv kept coming up. And the story, you know, with Fred shooting Harvey. What was that?
I don't know. I don't know at this point.
It sounded like a cough or something. Ugh. Anyway, it sounded like a cough or something, or something like that. Anyways,
talking about
Harv coming through,
yeah,
and the whole story with Fred shooting Harvey. Maybe they called him Harv for short, right?
Yep.
That's generally what people shorten it to.
Mm-hmm.
Coming through the Echovox. It's what can you say about it? It's relevant. Whether it's just our ears kind of looking for these things or searching out these words.
Could very well be,
but
it was pretty clear.
It's one heck of a coincidence if it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
I could understand it once, but like 5 times.
Because even like people that were on the Facebook live stream were commenting that they heard people's names and stuff, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so sick of hearing knocks.
Constant.
I'm trying it to is get constant. Ready to go to sleep.
Yeah. Tried the spirit box. We only had one instance where I really like it made me jump up to try to because we weren't really getting anything through. Not even radio stations.
No, nothing came through.
We had minor...
Unattached the antenna now.
Yeah, we had minor music here and there, but not very often. But you can tell that it's music, obviously. But what I heard was a female voice underneath the static, and it went over a few bands.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what you're looking for when you're using the SB7.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to play that back to listen for it again. But it was distinctive. As soon as I heard it, it was a female voice.
Mm-hmm.
Another, interesting tidbit of evidence that we can go back and review to see what maybe we can tell what it actually said or whatnot. Knocks, creaks, footsteps. That whatever the heck that was.
God damn it. You don't know how we're supposed to go to sleep now.
It's like it's just constant.
It is. I wish I had a TV in my room so I could fall asleep with that. Matter of fact.
We had the static cams all set up and recording. Gonna have to go over that with fine tooth comb. It's gonna be really difficult because I noticed there's a lot of dust floating through it. We even did our live stream on youtube.com/captureparanormal. People were watching it and even they noticed the dust flying around and stuff. So it's going to be hard to find if there is anything in there because there's so much going on.
Yeah.
That's debunkable. Yeah, just constant things going on. What's up? What's so funny?
Just Jeff's hair.
Oh, what's wrong with it?
He took his toque off, and now it's all wild.
It looks fine.
12 hours.
You know?
Exactly. He looks like a fluffy stuffed animal. It's fine. I just want to cuddle him.
And the tickle's on. It's in case he needs to run out to the truck in the middle.
Yeah, yeah. So all in all, pretty interesting night compared to some nights that we've had at other venues. I mean, we're sleeping here overnight. So who knows what else could potentially happen.
Involuntarily, I might add.
Well, we could drive home, but I don't want to.
Yeah. So we're going to stay the night, and other than that, what do you think, Mike? What's your final analysis?
I'm tired and ready to go to bed.
Yeah, I'm tired too. I don't even know what time it is.
1:30 right in the morning.
Yeah.
So I think we've done the best we can, and
we'll have to review we have.
Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff to go over. So.
Yeah. Well. Jeff, you had a lot of experiences tonight.
Yeah.
So.
Involuntarily, I might add.
You said you wanted to come.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was fun. It was a good night.
Yep.
Hopefully we'll be able to put together a good video. And we had a ton of interaction on our Facebook live stream and everything we did for that. So if you want to watch future live streams, go to facebook.com/captureparanormal. We want to give a special shout out to our very first patron. That patron, patreon.com/captureparanormal, Jen O'Sullivan.
Yay, Jen.
She pledged, and now she's getting all the exclusive content. We did some exclusive video tonight, specifically for Patreon, which she'll have access to, and all the other stuff we have on there. So, Jen O'Sullivan, we want to thank you very much. It's hard to put into words how much we actually appreciate it, but, you know, thank you. That's all.
Yeah,
that's
thank you.
Thank you very much. And we hope more of you sign up and pledge on patreon.com/captureparanormal to help with web hosting fees and podcast fees and everything. Even how many batteries did we go through tonight?
$20 worth?
$20 worth of batteries. But yes, we want to thank you. And you can also get a shout out on the Capture Paranormal podcast if you pledge over at Patreon. And we're going to get you on a shout out on their future videos and for every month that you pledge.
You should thank Jeff at the Albion Hotel.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We want to thank Jeff and everybody else who had a part in having us out today, being so generous to pretty much give us the keys to the place.
Yeah, they treated us really well.
Let us stay and do our thing here. So, huge shout out and thank you to them. So other than that, I guess that wraps it up from the Albion Hotel in Bayfield, Ontario, and we will see you next time.
Thanks for listening. For more information on Capture Paranormal, visit captureparanormal.com. Please rate, review, and subscribe to the Capture Paranormal podcast.